Hi there, and welcome to Let's Slow Down, a podcast for all of you who feel tired and stressed from this overwhelming world. Here we'll have fun, inspiring conversations about living life on our own terms and explore ways to ease the pace of our modern world, because life really is good when you're relaxed enough to be present for it. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Stolting, and I welcome you to this space where I hope to inspire you to slow down, because life is too short to let it go by in a blur. So take a deep breath, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Let's Slow Down podcast. Today, I plan to keep this episode short because a lot of us are out of our usual routines with spring breaks, and it's Holy Week, so there's a lot going on. And I figured I would just touch on being present at this special time. I think being present, being mindful, is a huge part of slowing down. It's the only way that we can really live with intention and purpose and get out of autopilot. We want to be where our feet are, right? Firmly planted on the ground, aware of our surroundings, aware of how we feel, taking our next steps with purpose. And distractions can really get in the way of all of it. And we have so many of them in our world these days, too many to name in this episode. But I want to touch on a few and touch on the importance of being present. If we can slow down enough to notice the people and the things around us and the feelings that we have, our lives will be better off. They'll be enhanced. We have so much good all around us, and sometimes it's hard to notice it or to focus on it because we're so distracted, caught up in our own heads, in our own schedules, and we don't see what's right in front of us. Not only do we want to be present, but really focus on, you know, what you want to see. Focus on the good in your life. And by doing this, I guess it's the law of attraction, you'll start to notice more of it. Life will be so much more positive than negative. And I just find that there's so much in our day-to-day that can be easily missed if we're not present for it, if we're not careful. And I can think of so many times that I'm caught up doing something and one of my kids is trying to tell me something or show me something, and I can't focus. It's almost like I don't even have the brain power to focus long enough to pay attention to them. And I catch myself, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I realize it when I see the look on their face. They know I'm not really there, I'm not really listening, and it's so disappointing to them. To me, it's like soul-crushing. So you try to catch yourself when you can. I notice it sometimes with my dogs. You know, all they want is love. They'll come up to me, nuzzle me, want some attention. And it's like, put the phone down or step away from the computer and just give them a little love and attention. They deserve it. And in doing that, it makes our day better. And it's a win-win. And that's what life is really all about. So much more than a screen and all the technology that we have in our world that distracts us. I know technology is amazing and it's a gift and it does make our lives so much easier in many ways, but it can really do us a disservice when we're trying to connect with our world and the people in it. So I thought I would focus on this, especially, you know, if you have your kids home, hopefully you could take a little time off and really connect with them and, you know, be available for them this week. And even if you don't, if you happen to have time off this week, you can easily waste a ton of time if you're not staying present. You know, just get caught up on social media or going through your emails, whatever it might be, Google. With technology, if you're not careful, you can waste a lot of time. So in an effort to focus on being more present this week, I want to talk about a few ways to kind of snap out of it and ground yourself. These practices don't take up much time, and they'll leave you feeling a lot more grounded and much more back in your world when you need it. So one little mindfulness exercise that I've learned is to engage all five senses. This one's particularly helpful when you're feeling anxious, and it can really calm you down in an instant if you need it. So it's very simple. It goes like this. What are five things that you can see right now? I'll give you a minute after each so you can think. Five things you can see right now. Name four things that you can touch. Name three things that you can hear. Name two things that you can smell. And one thing that you can taste. Taking a minute to do this exercise brings you back to the here and now, and it helps acknowledge where you are and what you're experiencing in this very moment. You know, I often wonder how often we go through our days without taking notice of this kind of stuff. And what are we missing? There's so much that we overlook. I like to do this exercise sometimes when I'm on a walk. I challenge myself and I do it over and over again. I kind of have fun with it. I see what new things I can come up with. And I've noticed so many little things that I definitely would have missed if I wasn't looking for them. Like a pretty little flower growing in the crack of a sidewalk, or sometimes the shape of a cloud in the sky, or, you know, the breeze will blow and you'll get a whiff of something. Maybe someone's grilling, or maybe you catch the scent of a sweet flower. And there's just a lot. You can focus on so many beautiful things that are in nature. Like if I really start looking at the trees, I'll notice birds' nests and squirrels and all sorts of things that I certainly wouldn't have if I wasn't paying attention. And it makes my walk so much more enjoyable and interesting and pulls me out of my head. Sometimes when I'm working a lot, I just try to get outside and go for a little walk just to clear my mind. And doing this really just snaps you right out of it. It always works and it's fun. A couple of other ways that I help myself become more present when I need it is just a little breathing exercise. Focusing on our breath is always helpful. And it's like mindfulness 101. But just taking a couple of deep breaths in and out and focusing on them and counting those breaths as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Generally, what I've learned to be really calming is to make your exhale a little bit longer than your inhale. So for example, if you breathe in for four counts and hold it, then exhaling for maybe six or eight counts and doing that a couple of times is just really calming and really grounding. Another way to work on being present is to practice mindful eating. I catch myself many times if I've had a busy day and I've been running around a lot. It just doesn't stop. You just kind of become programmed that way. And once I get home, and if I'm lucky enough to actually sit down and enjoy a regular dinner, not rushing around, I'll catch myself eating really fast. And you don't enjoy your food as much that way. I know I eat more than I really need to that way. I think it just takes away from your dinner. So practicing mindful eating really helps you appreciate your food. It's simply just noticing, how does your food look? What the colors, the bright colors, the textures, how does it smell? How does it taste? And really taking the time to chew slowly, eat slowly, notice the flavors, just enjoy your meal. And again, this is a lot of fun to do, and it is so much better for you. It aids in digestion, and you know, your body doesn't want you to just dump a whole bunch of food into it at once real fast. So take your time and enjoy your meal. And they actually say that you can practice mindfulness and be more present in lots of little daily mundane tasks like brushing your teeth or, you know, folding clothes or something, just something silly that you do all the time that you don't really think about. If you try to really focus on the task at hand, it helps in being present. And I think you tend to notice and appreciate more things that way, like maybe the soft cotton that you feel as you're folding a shirt, or just a cozy blanket, noticing and appreciating everything that's in our world. So I thought this was just worth taking a minute to highlight today because we rush around a lot. We all do. And if this is a week where you're out of your regular routine and hopefully you have a little bit of extra time, this might be something you want to play around with and experiment with and see how it makes a difference in your life. I guarantee you it'll benefit you. You'll notice so much more good in your world, be more present, and hopefully you'll recognize some things that you might want to pay more attention to or notice more in your days to come. And ultimately, I just hope that it brings a lot more beauty and joy to your world. Beauty and joy that are already there. We just need to slow down enough to see it. So for those of you who celebrate Easter, I wish you a very happy Easter. I wish you all a great week, and I'll see you next time. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and have been inspired to slow down and start living life at your own pace. As a brand new podcast, your listener voice matters. If Let's Slow Down is resonating with you, please take a minute to leave a review and rate us. Subscribe to the show wherever you listen and share it with friends. Remember, this is a process, so go easy on yourself. Be gentle and take all the space you need to thrive, because the world needs you to be at your best, to love and serve others and yourself.